Jack, the husky-voiced woman who kidnapped April Kane, had the nerve to send a note to Terry and Pat Ryan, explaining that she had slipped through the trap they had set for her. But other things remain to be explained, too, and we'll take care of them in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls are the patriotic young Americans I think you are, you're making a real effort to do two things. You're earning and saving every cent you can to buy United States defense stamps. And you're doing your very darndest to keep strong and well. Now, the main rules of keeping well are plenty of sleep, plenty of exercise, and the right things to eat. Things like Libby's tomato juice, protective foods that give you vitamins. For it's a fact, boys and girls, that Libby's tomato juice is as important for vitamins as it is for flavor, and that's saying plenty. You know how swell it tastes, like red, ripe, field-fresh tomatoes. Well, take it from me, it's fine for its vitamins, too. Yes, Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C and A, also a good source of vitamins B1 and G. So drink it regularly. Drink it every day, and you'll be getting vitamins and swell flavor. Speaking of flavor, that's something you get in a great big way in every Libby's food. You know, Libby brings you wonderful fruits and meats and vegetables, as well as juices. Every one of them is extra specially good. If you want to sit down to luscious peaches, golden corn off the cob, swell-eating Vienna sausages, just ask your mother to get Libby's. She'll be glad to hear, too, that Libby's guards food values with the greatest care. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Somewhere between the Indochina town of Lao Cai and Yang Kuk, you are apt to meet Baron de Plexus and his companion, Slugger Dunn. They are headed for Yang Kuk, where they hope to find Saint-Jacques and recover a fortune in gold she stole from them. Of course, the Baron also stole the gold, but he forgets that point. And somewhere along a smoothly flowing jungle river, we find Terry and Pat Ryan. They are standing on the rough deck of a native boat, and they don't like themselves. They have laid a series of fish nets across the river to trap Saint-Jacques' motorboat, to snag the propeller. But it was no use. Saint-Jacques slipped through. She even sent them a note telling how it was done.
Let me read her note again, Pat.
Yeah, read it and weep. I know it by heart.
Yeah, me too. And all she did was disguise the motorboat as a native junk, cover the propeller, and drift downstream over the net. Boy, am I a dummy.
Oh, don't figure it that way, Terry. It was night. This river was dark.
Yeah, I know. That's an excuse, an alibi. I was standing watch. I saw several small craft float down. I saw the strange-looking native boat drift past me, but I never dreamed it was Saint-Jacques' boat.
Look, Terry, if I'd been on watch, I'd have been fooled, too.
And then she has the nerve to send us this note. She's a woman to be worried about. Golly, I'll bet she's laughing at us. Golly, I'll bet she's laughing at us for a couple of dumb socks.
Okay, okay, so the lady laughs. But you can paste this in your hat, Terry. Nobody has a monopoly on mistakes. Just remember that. Everybody makes them. And that goes for everybody in the war. No side of the fence makes all the errors. The enemy may seem to be winning, but they can slip. And they will. Say, I didn't mean to make a speech on such a sunshiny day, but Saint-Jacques is no exception. She'll make her mistakes, and when she does, we'll nab her. We'll rescue April, and we'll bag that gold.
What makes you so sure she'll flop?
And that note, for one thing. Most conceited people can't resist the chance to crow. That's when they're most likely to slip.
Mm-hmm. Say, Pat, look at the back of this note.
Yeah? It was written on part of a used envelope to write this little greeting to us. She tore off the postmark, but hey, where's that map we took from the plane?
What's that in your back pocket?
Oh, yeah, so it is. Now, you hold down that corner of the map. I got an idea.
Yeah?
Saint-Jacques tore off the postmark on the back of this note, but not quite all of it. The envelope originally came from a town ending in the letters N-K-U-K.
What a name for a town, N-K-U-K.
That's not the entire name, I said. The front part is torn off. Now, let's check the towns. We'll go down the river first.
Well, let's see. We have Tonkin, Nankay, Squeepak, Mitho, Liba, Down here where the river flows into the Gulf of Tonkin, we have the town of Yankuk.
That's it. Yankuk. How's it spelled?
Y-A-N-K-U-K. Yeah, that's it. We got the letters N-K-U-K on the envelope postmark, so we just add Y and A, and we get Yankuk.
Well, this is a mighty skinny clue. Just the name of a town at the end of the river.
Well, Sanjak went down the river. At least she's gone in the direction of Yankuk.
Well, Terry, there's going to be a hot time in Yankuk, and we'll start it. Come on. Let's arrange for a boat, and we'll start down this jungle river.
Far down the river, we see an awkward native junk drifting near the green, shadowy jungle trees. As we draw near, we see a couple of natives busily transforming it from a crude boat into a smooth, sleek motorboat. Soon, the motors are started. After a moment, a slim, trim, grim woman steps to the wheel, and the boat swings into the river channel, up a narrow creek.
Rasu, Servin, Taxi! I phone, Missy!
Come, April. A few minutes more and Saint-Jacques will release you from the spell which you are under. Come, we go up the steps. In a few minutes, you will be yourself again, and then you will see the wonderful hiding place which I have made my own with the money of many stupid people. Come, chérie. The gold I have taken from the Baron de Plexus will be safely hidden in this hideout of Saint-Jacques. But then we go inside, and then I will break the hypnosis. Mademoiselle April.
I fall, miss.
You will observe, Lada, that I have a guest. She is to be given the best of attention. Her name is April Kane, and she is hypnotized. But now I shall release her from the spell. You will stay here and watch me, Lada.
Yes, Missy.
April Kane, you will awake. Quick, awake, April Kane. You are no longer asleep.
Oh. Where am I? Have I been asleep?
Sit down, April. Sit down and rest. That is better, no?
But I can't remember what... I've never been here before.
That is so. You're in the house of Saint-Jacques. You will need rest, and then we shall decide what your future will be. I should like you to be my pupil, but that discussion can wait.
I've seen you before. I can't remember where.
Do not try. Just remember you are safe. Remember also that I am Saint-Jacques, and as such, I am the most important person in your life.
But all this...
Oh, soon we shall talk.
But this place, where am I?
We are on an island, chérie, a small jungle island. It is where the river meets the sea. From the top windows of this house, one can see the city of Yankuk on the coast. It is a small city, but we will not be annoyed by visitors.
But I want to go home. Why am I here? What's happened?
Oh, why do you not wait until you have refreshed yourself, eh? Come, I have a surprise for you. This shall be your room, April, and you will see even your trunk is here.
My trunk? But I thought... Why, now I remember. Why, I was in my old car. Yes, at Madame Soot's hotel, and... Saint-Jacques.
Well, that is so. I was Madame Soud. I had your trunk sent here.
And you hypnotized me. That's what you did. Well, it won't happen again, you hear me? It won't happen again. Or will it?
To hypnotize you can be for great good.
Yes, great good for you, but what about me? I can't go in and out of trances all day long. Well, first thing I know, I won't know whether I'm in a trance or not. And then what?
Oh, you are a most amusing person, mademoiselle. And you so much like to sing, eh? Oui, I have heard you sing when I was playing as Madame Soud in the Leocai Hotel. You love to sing. And I can help you, mademoiselle.
That's what Terry calls malarkey.
I can hypnotize you, chérie. And under my direction, you will sing more beautiful than ever.
Oh, I don't believe all that talk. I read a book or something about a man who hypnotized a girl and she could sing, but I don't believe it. And anyway, even if you did put me under a spell, how would I ever know I was singing? I don't remember things like that.
That is a very clever observation. But now, before I leave you here alone, I wish to remind you of a few things. First, it is not wise to attempt to escape from Saint-Jacques. This is an island. You could not swim to the mainland.
Then I'm a prisoner?
Well, let us say a guest. And as my guest, you will not try to run away. There is no boat for you, and, well, you see...
All right. I reckon it's time I knew I was beaten.
No, but you will cheer up, April. I will see to that.
But I'm afraid of you. I guess you know that.
There is no occasion for alarm.
Who's that funny-looking woman over there?
That is my native servant. Her name is Lada. She will help you with your bath. Then, when you change to a pretty frock and have breakfast with Saint-Jacques, the world will look better. You will see.
Well, maybe we're right, Saint-Jacques. Suppose we have another talk later on. I'm kind of nervous and upset. I've been going around with my mind in a blanker, and I hardly know what to think.
Uh-huh. Well, you will be most happy on this island.
Well, maybe I will, but everything's awful foggy now. Why do you want me here?
I believe you can become my student. You will learn how to be clever and to grow rich. You will learn how Saint-Jacques is able to outsmart all stupid men. You think Terry and your Mr. Ryan are the clever ones, yes? You think Baron de Plexus is smart? They are fools, Edward. You shall see.
I don't believe all that. But maybe you can show me.
Oh, it is so easy.
Well, meanwhile, I'd like to take a bath and get cleaned up.
Really? Perfectly. Lada, demande, comprends? Lada will attend to your wants, April. Then, when you have rest, we shall talk again. And soon you shall sing as never before, no?
No, I shall sing as never before, yes.
Oh, we are the dear comrades. You shall sing. And now do not be afraid. And do not make the escape. It is not an happy thought.
I have a bit of an idea that April is going to play along with Saint-Jacques and pretend to accept her imprisonment gracefully. But if April tries any tricks on this husky-voiced woman and is found out, then what will happen? I imagine Saint-Jacques can be pretty mean and cold-blooded if need be. More about all this in just a moment. Now, don't forget that Libby's tomato juice, a drink that's tops for taste, is fine for its vitamins, too. Yes, sir. It's a grand source of vitamins, especially vitamin C and vitamin A that you hear so much about. Now, you need those vitamins to be a strong American, and the grand and glorious flavor of Libby's tomato juice is something super special. Remember, too, real Americans are buying United States defense bonds and stamps. Tomorrow, Terry and Pat ought to arrive in Yangtze, town that lies across the water from the island where April is held prisoner. And perhaps we'll see what plan April has for making her escape from Saint-Jacques. Tomorrow's transcribed adventure is sure to be filled with fun and fast action and surprise.